title. And how does that make you feel? Author, Shania Kapoor. Let me see your hands. She studies them. My nails are scavenger birds, pinched skin palms like half-eaten crop. I squirm, colicky and caffeinated, sink into an armchair and pretend I'm picking another afternoon. The room is an echo chamber, round corners and mustard bonsai, white noise stuffed into milky ceramic and a tan tart ginger tea. Get me out of here. Her questions are cautious. Drawing punctuation like pickup sticks, I think of how she must see me, unmade bed of a person, tungsten bulb in the hottest July, or soft like a jar of bruised almonds, hoping this summer they'll pickle. I am wary of rescue, italicized diagnoses, and ivory china. The woman offers a smile. She searches my mouth for signs of elision, finds the carmine molars, guilty of assault. Fingers curled like prescription vowels, I swallow tears like antihistamines, choke, then blame it on the agar body. I play it cool, caramel bisque at the brink of a fissure. The scene is infernal. I am Achilles and in the window is a dying Sunday. She watches me crumple, fold into myself like origami, a putrid crop at harvest. The sun flickers to a soft marmalade, wooden floor possessed by light, a carpet scattered with spare moments, and suddenly these walls are made of skin. High tide, and mine is a sandcastle world. This moment is delicate, I hold my breath. Float a while. She drapes me in cling wrap, sets me down in a fruit basket, and calls the evening glorious. Let me see your hands. She holds them and I think, maybe I like this armchair. Can I have some of that tea?